Readers Entertainment Radio presents Book Lights with your host, author Lisa Kessler. Book Lights, where we're shining a light on good books.
Hello, everyone. It's Monday. It's a brand new week. And it's beautiful here in San Diego, and I'm betting where Nina is, who's on today, it's beautiful down in Florida, too. But anyway, if you don't know Nina Crespo, I can't wait for you to meet her. She's so fun, and she's also an agency sister with me. We are both represented Yay. By the same literary agency. Yay! So, and if you haven't met Nina before, I'm going to read her bio really quick, and then we'll be off and running. Nina Crespo lives in Florida, where she indulges in her favorite passions, the beach, a good glass of wine, and date night with her own real-life hero and dancing. Her lifelong addiction to romance began in her teens while on a borrowing spree in her older sister's bedroom, where she discovered her very first romance novel. Let Nina's sensual contemporary stories and steamy paranormal tales feed your own addiction for love, romance, and happily ever after. And I did include a link to Nina's website right there on the Blog Talk site. So if you're listening live, you can click that anytime and sign up for her newsletter. And it also has links for all of her social media, because she has lots of promos going this week that we'll talk about for her new book. And you don't want to miss any giveaways or chances to connect with her. So Nina, are you there?
I am. Hello.
Hey, great to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
So today is book birthday for Rules of a Rebound, right?
Oh, yeah. Big day. I've been waiting a long time for this to come out. So it's exciting to finally see it live and it's out in the world. So yay!
Yeah. Yay! I'm dancing for you. Woo!
Oh, good.
And this one has a really gorgeous cover. It was really pretty. And this is part of a series, right?
Yes, it's part of the Breakup Bash series, but the books themselves are standalone. And, you know, you mentioned that cover. I'm staring at a huge poster of that cover right now because it is. Yeah, I've taken him everywhere today. Rules of a Rebound is the second book in the series. The series itself features three friends who have experienced breakups, but instead of crying into their glasses of wine, they have decided to go to a party that is about moving on to the next guy and the better thing. And so in the first book, where the heroine fell in love with the guy who danced at her bachelorette party, and that she rediscovers him again after her engagement was over, this book still takes place at the party, but the heroine has her eye on the bartender, and she decides to dust off her flirting skills to see if she's still got it. And let's say at the beginning, things don't quite turn out the way she expected. So the fun begins.
Yeah. And is this book, Rules of a Rebound, is it, you know, he's a hot bartender. Can you tell us about the book and why we should read it this week, besides the hot cover?
Besides the hot cover, starting with the hot cover. Well, you know, this book really is sexy and fun. It's a great book that you can sit by the pool or in your favorite spot and just really enjoy a nice, fun, sexy read. I've gotten a chance to look at some of the reviews, and they make me laugh. Like one of them says, "Holy hotness alert!" So we definitely kind of, you know, definitely like that. Another one I think said, "Oh, hot pocket." So it definitely has caught people's attention. You know, to be able to have some fun with the story, and so I just love that if people are enjoying it and smiling while they're reading it.
And so this one is a good summer read to have a fan close by.
Perhaps, or a nice cold drink. Either will work. Either will work.
Now, is this one like the hot bartender? Are they've never met before, right? So it's not like a friends to lovers or enemies to lovers, or what's the trope on this one?
The trope has a little bit of opposites attract to it. Okay. Kind of one night stand element, but also just, you know, facing emotional odds together, because both of them have been through circumstances that have shaken their confidence in themselves. And these are two very confident and capable people. Although he's a bartender, before he was a bartender, he protected executives and high government officials. And because of an accident, he no longer does that again. These two not only find love, but they also rediscover themselves and to not settle for less than who you are. It really is, I think, in my opinion, a story about resiliency as well.
Oh, nice. I love that. And so mm-hmm. so there might be just like a tiny little bit of angst in there.
Yeah, just a tiny bit. Just a tiny bit. Enough to catch your attention. So hopefully it's a nice balance of everything.
Yes. And I love a tortured hero. He sounds like he might be right up my alley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been through some things, but also he's a tough guy. He's not going to just lie down and take it, if you will. He's somebody that's, again, that resiliency. He's going to get back up and keep going. He's strong, he's protective, and he's back to hot. I don't know. We keep coming back to that word. I can't not use that one.
And again, I'll refer everyone to that cover.
Yes. Well, I was so glad because, you know, with covers, sometimes it's hard to match what you envision the hero to be with a picture. And in this case, they just absolutely nailed it. When I saw it, I was so happy that they were able to find that picture, because that's exactly how I envisioned Rome to be.
No, that's wonderful. I write for Entangled too, and I just, they always nail the covers. I've never had one that I didn't love, so very lucky.
Yeah. Mhm.
So the Breakup Bash, are you going to have more? Are there only three books, or are there going to be more?
Well, at this point, there are three books, but as you know, when you start writing a series, sometimes you do discover other characters that catch your eye. So after Corey's story, which is next, the third book in the series, I don't know. I might explore a couple of side characters in there. It might not be called the Breakup Bash series. It might be called something else, but there are definitely some other characters that I'm finding to be interesting. Yeah.
So you could have a spinoff series.
Yeah, absolutely, because, you know, you fall in love with characters along the way, sometimes unexpectedly. They catch your attention mm-hmm. in terms of you know, who they are and what they're doing, and one of the characters in that book that I'm thinking of now is actually Shannon, who is the co-owner of the club where the party is being held. And she's just been on my mind a lot in terms of, well, who is she and where's she coming from and what her experiences have been. So who knows? Shannon might get a book.
Oh, fun. I love that. I love when that happens, except I don't love when a character in my book who is not the hero or the heroine is suddenly so intriguing and taking over the book. As a writer, I'm like, whoa, buddy. Back off. You don't get to be the cool one in this book.
Oh, absolutely.
Does that ever happen to you?
Sometimes you have to pull them back. I think it happened more with the first book, because that's the book that Shannon was more prominently featured in.
Mm-hmm.
And so, just have to kind of dial that back a little bit and say, okay, we'll talk later. We're not going to do this now. I'll come back to you. Yeah.
You can tell me all your secrets later.
Exactly.
So I love the idea that these three friends had breakups, and instead of eating a pint of Ben and Jerry's, they made a breakup bash party. How did you come up with that idea? Have you done that before with your friends? Or
I haven't done it before with my friends, but I was reading things along the way where women were actually doing this, where their engagements busted up or their relationships didn't work out and they were celebrating with their friends. And in the case of this book, Natalie goes through a tough divorce and comes out the other side. And I actually had a couple of friends who were going through a similar experience, and just watching them be able to get to the other side of that and grow and just be, even better than when they started has been a tremendous, I just really admire them. I'm proud of them and I admire them and I'm so happy for them. And it just gives me hope and reminds me not to give up and not to stop, and that, yes, sometimes there are tough things along the way, but if you keep going, you'll get to the good if you just keep going. I believe that. I'm an optimist in that way.
Right. Well, I'm also loving, I just finished one of my series, The Muse Chronicles, where the core group is women. And I'm really enjoying reading books like that lately, where, instead of the evil ex and all this stuff, these women are like, they are their core. They are they lean on each other. It's like we've always had, motorcycle clubs and werewolf packs and all this stuff, and vampire brotherhoods and all this, and it's always the men. But I'm loving finding book series and things where it's the women. The women are supporting each other. We're we're there for each other and all that kind of thing. And I love seeing that trend coming out, especially in romance, because in romance for so long, any woman who's on the page is an enemy or someone competing for the guy or something. And I like to think, maybe I'm an optimist like you, but I like to think I have a really supportive group of female friends that I can call on for anything. And I would love for every woman to be able to have that, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And the books that I have been writing lately and the books that are on my mind are very much in that theme that you're speaking of, where I really respect and want to embrace strong women supporting each other, doing their thing, not being afraid to be successful and carve their path in life. And at the same time, having these heroes who are confident but not arrogant and just able to support these women and want to uplift them as well. And so to me, I just think that's a wonderful thing and very important to bring out, because it is a reality, at least as I think of my girlfriends and the people that I support myself with, that they are very much there for me as much as I'm there for them, and we're uplifting each other along the way.
Yeah, it's not a competition. It's everybody gets lifted up, and we circle the wagons when somebody's struggling, and it's powerful, and I love that I'm seeing it more in fiction, because for a long time, women are either the heroine or you're the mustache twirling, somebody who's going to steal him away. And I like to think that we are more three-dimensional than that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we are. And I just think that the books we're seeing right now, particularly, are just reflecting very much a reality. Yeah, more so than just fiction. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that. So I know that you're busy doing other things too, but what are you doing this week for reader events and things? Where can they find you to find out more about the book and win prizes and spread the word? And I know you have lots of things coming up.
Oh, yeah. Well, absolutely. Let me think. Now that you've mentioned it, I've got three.
I'm doing one with you tomorrow, I think. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We know that one. So I'll be in the Racy Reads party room. I'm going to kick off an author event where I have you as well as some other fantastic authors that I love that are going to help me celebrate. Racy Reads is a private group on Facebook that you can join, and definitely come spend some time with us tomorrow evening from 4:45 to I think around 9 o'clock or whenever the party, we decide the party's going to end, where we'll share excerpts and fun games and talk more about our books, and I'll be talking more about my book as well and sharing some things, as well as we'll have some nice giveaways along the way. So definitely show up for that. And then I'll be, go ahead. Were you going to say something?
I was just going to add, if you've never been to a reader event or book event on Facebook, don't be afraid. They're super fun. And not only that, but you will meet other people who enjoy the same kind of books you do. And finding book friends on Facebook is like the best thing ever. So if you haven't been to a Facebook party, don't be afraid. Just look up Racy Reads Party Room and you'll be approved. They aren't going to deny you. You'll be approved. And then tomorrow you can learn the ropes and see how it goes. But you're going to meet lots of other readers who like the same kind of books you do, which is super fun. So definitely show up. It'll be fun.
Yeah, and also it's a great opportunity to discover new authors to you and their books. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of resources to do that, but when you can be in an environment like that where you get to interact with them and you can ask authors questions about their books and find out what they have coming ahead, it's just a really nice opportunity to do that, I think.
I agree. So don't be shy.
Absolutely. And so if that's not enough, I'll actually be at another Facebook party on Wednesday in a place called Kinky Girls Book Obsessions. So I'll be there talking about the book and posting some excerpts, and I'll have a little giveaway there. So you can also search Kinky Girls Book Obsessions, and you'll find me there as well. So,
yay. And are you going to any live book signings or anything coming up?
I've got a few coming up. The last one that I'm doing this year is going to be Shameless Book Con in Orlando. So I'm looking forward to that. 2020 is a little more packed in terms of events that I'll be doing at that time. I'm laughing because I was just talking with my husband last night, and he's like, that sounds like you're going someplace every 2-3 months. And as I counted it out, I said, oh, yeah, it looks like I will be. Book Lovers. Yeah, I am. What a surprise. So I'll be at some book. It was kind of a it definitely was. But a good oops. We like that.
Yes.
We like that. So next year I'll be at 3 or 4 different events. I'll be at Book Lovers Con, which will be in Nashville next year. I don't remember which month that is. I'll be also in March, I'll be at a PolyCon in D.C. I'll be at AC Authors. Arthur also has an event going on in Boston, so I'll be at her event as well. But the best way to find out about all of these things is sign up for my newsletter, because I'll have everything listed out in terms of where I'll be and what I'm doing. And also on my blog, I post there what's going on. So I would love to meet people. You know, if you're in the city that I'm going to be in and you love romance conventions, just come on out and let's take pictures and sign books. And I would just love to meet you.
Yeah, that's so fun. Okay, cool. Well, I'm dying to ask, because you're in Florida and, you know, beach reads and all that kind of thing. Do you have any binge-worthy book reads that people should look for this summer? Have you found any that you were just like, oh, my God, I'm sunburnt because I had to read till the end?
I have a lot of books in my TBR pile right now. I have to admit to that. So once I get past this deadline that I have, I will be diving into some books. And so a few that are on my radar right now, a few, because I just came back from a book signing where I was actually visiting with other authors. So I came back with a lot of books that I'm going to catch up on.
Oh,
but,
nice.
Some of the ones that are catching my eye, Naima Simone has a Blackout Billionaire series that she's writing for Harlequin Desire. And so the basic premise of the story is that the lights go out during this gala event, and so couples end up getting together during this event, but they're enemies to lovers tropes within there, so it makes it very interesting that, you know, they end up hooking up with people that they don't expect to. So the Blackout Billionaire series, that's on my radar. I picked up The Friend Zone by Abby Jimenez. I don't know if you've heard about it, but I saw it pop up on many different lists. And so The Friend Zone is just basically, the hero. She doesn't do drama. She's really, that fight to the death type with her friends, so that girlfriend part that we're talking about. And so she's planning a wedding, and she ends up running into, I think it's someone that's associated with the wedding party, and that book develops from there. So that one caught my eye. I'm going to catch up on The Friend Zone. And then one of my author friends, Tiff Marcello, has written a book called The Key to Happily Ever After. Kind of, it's women's fiction. And so it's just a really lovely book. It's about, three sisters who have a family wedding boutique, and the story is about them struggling to keep the business together, and at the same time, they're writing their own happily ever in the process.
Nice.
Definitely couldn't pass that up. So those are the ones that are definitely on my radar right now, along with everything else that's on my e-reader. So.
Right. I one-clicked, and I haven't read it yet, but I am so intrigued, and I love Nico anyway, but there is a new historical, and I write paranormal, and I mostly read paranormal, urban fantasy, horror. I like supernatural things, but sometimes I will really dig into historicals. I think historicals and paranormals are really closely related because there's so many rules, rules to the world kind of thing. So when I read historicals, I can dig it from that way. But this one is called Unsolicited Duke Pick. And Nico has written a premise where I'm pretty sure that the heroine is the artist, and there is some kind of reason. I don't know if there was a bet or something, but there is some kind of reason that he needs her to paint his thing. So I'm in. And the cover is hysterical. The cover has the unsolicited Duke pick, and it's, the red line right across the crotch. So anyway, it looks amazing. So it's next up on my to be read. But it's called Unsolicited Duke Pick.
And I can see why.
And don't you just want to read it? Yeah.
I do. I mean, particularly with those, historical, and like you said, all of the rules, and for something like that to come up, that's just so fresh and different. How can you not read it?
How could you not? Yeah. So I'm dying to read it just so I can get the whole premise of how that happened. And the tagline of it. The tagline of it is, "I need you to paint my penis."
Oh, wow.
I'm in.
I like it. Wow.
Yeah. So add that one to your pile.
It's there.
So do you have favorite TV binges that you're binging this summer?
Oh my gosh. Too many. I think
I know, right?
because I do love my Netflix, and so I could sit
Me
there
too.
And dig into some series all day long, which I of course don't have time to do. But a couple
right.
of movies that
but we
that
accidentally
caught my
do
attention.
It anyway.
We do. But and you may have seen this one, Always Be My Maybe, the one with Ali Wong.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that.
So that was
Netflix
one that
is definitely coming up with some great romance movies. They really are.
They are.
Did you watch The Kissing Booth yet on Netflix?
I have not watched The Kissing Booth. What's that one about?
Oh, watch The Kissing Booth. Oh my gosh. oh my God, it's so cute. But it actually was had lots of deeper things in it. She's been best friends with this boy. I think they were born on the same birthday and their parents live next door and everything, and he has this troubled older brother. And so anyway, she and the best friend hang out all the time, and then something happens and she's suddenly very aware of the troubled older brother, and he has Ooh. Protected her at school for years without her asking or wanting it. And so anyway, so, and then there's the whole problem of the younger brother, who's her best friend, you know, his brother is the big sports star, all this stuff. He goes, you know, you are the only thing that I have that he doesn't, you know. So there was a lot of angst there at the end when her best friend finds out. And anyway, it was really wonderful, and it had such a good feel-good ending. I was like, oh, I'm on a high for a few days. It was really good. But it's called The Kissing Booth.
The Kissing Booth.
And,
I can tell you're excited there.
I know, right? I was so in love with that movie. And whoever the guy was who played the troubled older brother, holy moly, he should never, ever wear a shirt, ever.
Really? Oh, okay.
Oh, really? Yes, he was like the football quarterback or something. And they had, and they must have known, because he didn't wear a shirt for quite a bit of the movie, but I was okay with that.
Yeah.
But it was really good.
Absolutely.
And another one
that
was super cute.
Yeah.
Right? And another one that was super cute was To All the Boys I've Loved Before. Did you see
yes,
that one yet?
That was. That
oh,
was.
I loved that.
I enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. Super cute.
Yeah.
And Dumplin' is
cute.
Really good, too, if you get a chance.
I haven't seen that one. Now, another one that I picked up on, and it's not on Netflix. I forget where it is, but it's called Off the Menu. And it was just a cute little movie about the heroine is a chef in the Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
And so she has this restaurant, and it's about family and love and all these wonderful things. And there's the guy who is the heir to a fast food franchise. And he's, you know, a little on the, you know, kind of a little on the arrogant side. And his side of the family is looking to find new recipes to invigorate their fast food menu. Or in other words, some really good food from other places. And
right.
Her restaurant. And so she ends up falling for him, and he ends up falling for her. And it's just a cute little story that was just right for, you know, an afternoon to just kind of escape. So if you're looking for something
yeah.
that's just cute and you want to just relax and laugh, then Off the Menu is a good menu.
Okay.
It's a good movie as well.
Yeah, okay, good. Well, I've put it on my list, so I'm always looking mm-hmm. for rom-cons, because they just don't, big movie companies aren't making as many anymore, but now Netflix and Amazon and Hulu, they're all making their own, and they're really good. I'm just like, oh, I'm eating it up, so Off the Menu is on my list. So we're
yeah.
running out of time here, and before we go, I wanted you to let everybody know where can they find you online so that they can connect and find out more about your books. And I put your website on there, but you're on Facebook and Twitter. And
Yeah, definitely find me on Instagram, Twitter, and also I have a Facebook page. And again, the best place to just keep track of me is my newsletter. I don't spam your inbox. It only goes out once a month and just gives you a recap of everything that's going on.
Yay! And Nina, I've been lucky enough to meet her a few times, and she is an amazing human being. So get connected, and you will love her books. And I can't wait to read Rules of a Rebound. It's going to be so good.
Hey, well, thank you. I so appreciate it, and I just love being able to stop by and tell you about it.
Thank you. Thanks for coming back, and we'll have you back on when your next book comes out.
All right. Well, 2020, here we come.
Thanks for joining us on Book Life. Be sure to connect with us at www.readersentertainment.com for articles, blogs, videos, and podcasts that matter to readers.